Hey, my friends, welcome to the 20th Lincoln Show. I'll tell you a little bit more about the road trip I went on. Here are some random highlights of that trip. I had some Coca-Cola at Emily C's house. Vincent C gave me a couple of fencing lessons in the épée style. I bumped my head real hard on the ceiling as I was running out of Vincent C's fencing club. I saw Emily C play a snare drum in a Scottish bagpipe band. I attended their home church. We discussed doctrinal issues. I left my laptop at Vincent C's house and had to return to get it. I went canoeing with Black Diamond. I had some delicious Chinese food at his house. Miss Minnie Rose put me on a fun phone call with Pegleg, also known as Milkmaid. At Morgan's house, I ate burritos. At the neighborhood park, I showed Morgan and Garrett's family some jump rope tricks. And it was really funny because a grown stranger man who was a chiropractor who just happened to be at the park really liked the jump rope tricks, so he came and jumped rope with us too. Of course, I took my microscope on my trip, and I showed Morgan and Garrett's family and Emily C. and Vincent C.'s family some really tiny microscopic things. My road trip took me through some fast and busy, big city, rush hour traffic. Boy, was that fun. You actually have to pay attention to the other cars in that kind of traffic, unlike Kentucky country driving. Spy Princess, also known as Kitty Face, played some beautiful music on the piano. I navigated my whole vacation with just my handheld GPS mapping device. I hardly even know what roads and states I drove in. I just followed the arrows on the GPS unit. I got home from that road trip at midnight when I had to be at work at 7 in the morning. I like meeting people on road trips and learning things from them. On the trip, I studied and learned about sword fighting and constitutional legal freedom issues and snare drumming and a certain rare genetic disease and about milling grain and lots of other cool things. What is it about cool people that makes them cool? It is the fact that they accept you the way you are. When you meet a toddler or a little kid who is not your own, should you be bossy towards him? No, you should treat him as he is, a divinely created individual equal with you before God. You should respect the opinions and decisions of these little ones. You will find that these little ones are as smart, as wise, as intuitive, as caring as you are. The purpose of a government is to shoot holes in bad guys, protect good guys, and to prevent exportation of terrorism. Under Saddam Hussein, Iraq did not fulfill these purposes. That's why it was a good thing that we removed Saddam Hussein from power and that we are setting up a good government in replacement. The purpose of a judge is to read a law and to rule on it exactly as the law is written, even if he disagrees with it. So it is bad if a liberal judge allows abortions when the legislature bans it, but it should not be our goal to set a judge on the bench that will write pro-life law. Instead, we should hope the legislatures write a pro-life law and the judges just uphold the law. And don't blame the president for everything. The president's job is mostly a motivational speaking job. All political credit and blame for success and failure should be aimed towards the Congress. The legislature makes all the laws. Better yet, give me the credit. I'm a factor too. The government is neither the cause of your problems nor the source of the solutions. The world is a world of individuals. Ask a friendly individual to help you out. The government's job is just to punish evildoers and to protect your rights. It is good to fight and negotiate to defend your rights, but don't spend your personal time fearing conspiracy theories and political corruption. The fear itself will cause you more bondage than the conspiracy theories or the political corruption will cause you. And remember this, the United States always was and still is a good country. We are very privileged to live in America. The times are good. Enjoy it and encourage an individual. The final song is my sister Annalisa singing on the night she got engaged to her husband Joshua Cutler, who is playing the piano. Remember to check www.lincolnshow.com next Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Love in billows o'er me roll, sends thee. blinded eyes. Sight, perfect sight, my vision has today.
Thanks for listening.